Hello and welcome to the second podcast about my new album, Country Girl, released on Monday the 9th of February, 2015. A few good things have happened in the last week. I woke up a few days ago to find that the lovely Janice Long had played the title track on her BBC Radio 2 show. And Mick Horton, who has written a new biography of Sandy Denny for Faber, has also written a lovely review of my new album in Uncut magazine, giving it 8 out of 10. In this podcast, I want to tell you about the next three songs on the album, and you can hear more incredible playing from my longtime band. I always thought you were a country girl. The thing that links these three songs is my daughter, Ruby, and my new family life. The first of these, Ruby, is really a love song to a child, which is embarrassing if you're 10 years old, but hopefully quite nice later on. Julian Ferraretto wrote and played the wonderful string arrangement on this one, which I love. Piano player Phil Peskett has a beautiful individual style and here plays exquisitely.
I think today might be the day it snows. Did you feel the cold last night?
It was written in real time over a period of about 5 years. When Ruby was born, our good friend and singer-songwriter colleague, Jeb Loy Nichols, said to me, "So, have you written your Isn't She Lovely song yet?" And I laughed and said it was a really hard thing to do, but that I had started. I had just the first verse and the beginning of the chorus, and it stayed like that for a few years. The way I write is by thinking about something, and then a phrase will come into my head. The words, the melody, the chord movement, all at once. The words will usually be the thing that starts it all off and establishes the rhythm, but they don't come along on their own. I think this is because as a child, I sat at my family's old upright player piano and in a very basic way, played through the chords to Beatles songs and sang them at the same time. It gave me a sense of a certain kind of harmony, and I don't think I've moved on from that very much. When she talks to me at night. I think I was about 10 when I started doing that, and then writing my own songs, which were mostly about flowers and plants and the weather. There wasn't much else around where I grew up in rural West Somerset. It was only when my daughter moved on to the next stage of independence, age 3, that I got the second verse of the song, Ruby. The chorus came into focus then too, with her name given an old-fashioned German diminutive. I read a lot of classic German poetry at one point. The first verse of the song was waiting for me in my songwriting notebook, on its own page, with about 4 blank pages after it. Enough space to write a few drafts in pencil, and then the final song in ink. I always write like this since I told my artist father, Alexander Holweg, that I had bits of songs on little pieces of paper, and he suggested I have a kind of sketchbook. So I started doing that, and it's like a studio space to me, always on top of the piano, in amongst whatever chaos may be all around. When I pick it up, it's waiting for me to carry on with whatever I was doing.
Did you feel the cold last night?
I needed to finish the song because I wanted to play it when we went back to Western Crete and the lovely Kalamitsi Arts Festival organised by our good friends Phil and Francesca Harrison. Phil Harrison and his musical partner Stuart Gordon were my early mentors, and when I was growing up they ran a couple of workshops for kids and asked me to include my 10-year-old songs in the performances. This was incredible to me, coming from such brilliant musicians, and having my songs treated the same as music by adults. It was an inspiring example of how to work with children. Because of this, I was very happy to have the chance to play with both of them in Crete as an adult and with my husband, Andy Hamill. Phil Harrison and Stuart Gordon were integral members of the Corgis, and in a stone amphitheatre surrounded by pine trees, I sang with them their worldwide hit, Everybody's Gotta Learn Sometime, and listened to Stuart's iconic violin solo wafting up into the blue sky. So we were on the plane, and I was finishing the last verse of Ruby, thinking several years into the future, about letting your child go off on their own, letting go, wishing them well. And I asked Andy what he thought, and saw there were tears running down his cheeks, so I thought that was probably a good sign.
I said I'd stay at home, tidy up and write some songs, a week just on my own, it's not that long.
The next song, The Week, is about the first time I was left at home on my own, not going off to do a gig in beautiful other lands, or taking a weekend jaunt to stay with a friend, but at home in London, intending to sort out a lot of stuff and produce some more songs, with not many plans in place, as it was the summer holidays, and I hadn't thought ahead, and in any case, I had left the time free to work. But I was surprised how difficult this was. The transition from never-ending rush to reflection and solitude was a big shock, and after a couple of days of frantic socialising and inspiring cultural outings, I woke up and found myself crying. Ruby apparently had also got halfway through the week and had cried for me too.
On the day that I missed you.
My sister-in-law Lucy suggested I might just need to relax, and this was when I discovered the incredible restorative powers of the Turkish bath. The writer Nell Dunn is a family friend and neighbour, and knowing her play Steaming, I had meant to go to one of London's famous Turkish baths for years, but hadn't made it till now.
It took until day five.
So I went and spent the day there, and after that I was fine, and the week went too fast, and I don't think I did write any songs, but I had a really good time, and went out some more, and caught up with people on the phone, and just enjoyed my own company. And the next time it happened I felt the same, but I knew what to do.
On the day that you missed me, I missed you too. On the day you cried for me, I cried for you, I cried for you.
When I've played this live, a lot of women have said they like this song and completely understand what it's about, which is a very lovely thing to hear.
On the day that I missed you.
Guitarist Mike Outram plays brilliant obbligati on this track. Mike can solo behind a singer in a way which is really exciting and memorable, but also leaves space for the song. Sometimes his lines are just heartbreakingly beautiful.
On the day that you missed me, I missed you too. On the day you cried for me, I cried for you.
The third of these songs about domestic life is Come Home to Me.
Well, goodbye then, I'll see you sometime. I know you don't know when you'll be home.
I'm married to a session musician, and actually he doesn't usually go away on long foreign trips. These days playing mostly in London and on recording projects, and going away to Europe for a night or two here and there. But this was a time when there were a lot of tours going on, and I was at home and on my own with a small child. Of course, this is an age-old situation. I mentioned it to my dad and he quoted, "Baby, baby bunting, daddy's gone a-hunting," which was pretty insightful, but hard to swallow. I had this picture of a woman living down a track in the Appalachian Mountains, in a rocking chair on a front porch, singing a mountain hillbilly kind of song, and this was what came into my head. I suppose I took a standard folk country song form and put my own story into that. It's helpful to get these things down in some way, and once again, the musical arrangement has turned it into something with a bit of wry humour, which is always helpful too. The brilliant violinist Julian Ferraretto also plays the musical saw and the mandolin. They both interweave on the expansive solo, taking you off on a journey. To build up a sound picture of home, Andy played music boxes and used fireside sounds. He even played some knitting needles. Under the solo, he and the fantastic drummer Tom Gordon drew on their musical heritage, playing a Scottish waltz feel. Andy's country bass harmonica line adds to the rustic mountain vibe before coming home for the final verse. Yeehaw! Thank you for listening. The next podcast will be about the next three songs on the album, and I'll let you know what's been happening in the meantime. Country Girl is released on EMU Records on Monday the 9th of February 2015 as a physical CD and on iTunes.